Monster hurricane hits Caribbean islands.
We're hearing solar panels literally flying around the place.
Irma eyes Puerto Rico and Florida.
They're boarding up, preparing.
Thousands flee the Keys.
You must evacuate.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Irma, the most powerful hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean, is blasting through the Northeast Caribbean with its top winds of 185 miles an hour. Islands in its path are taking a beating. Jenna Handy is a journalist on Antigua.
We are hearing some reports of some quite significant damage, though. Several homes have sadly lost their roofs, including, we hear, an entire apartment building in one area of the island.
And Irma also walloped Anguilla, where Allison Strand is hunkered down with her family.
We may lose our roof, but everything else we think should be okay. It's not just the winds that we have to be worried about. Obviously, a major concern here is the flooding.
The Category 5 storm is taking aim at Puerto Rico and Florida. CBS's Tony DeCopel is in San Juan.
The winds are already starting to pick up, and later today, within hours, the eye of the storm is expected to be about 50 miles off of this coast, battering the capital of Puerto Rico. Hotels are folding up their operations. Stores in town are boarded up or completely stripped clean of supplies. The big concern as the rain starts to fall here is toppled power lines and buildings. The head of the island's power company warned that when Irma comes through here, dark spots could exist on the island for between a week and 6 months.
It's getaway day in the Florida Keys, where Martin Centerfit is the emergency management director.
You must evacuate. You cannot afford to stay on an island with a Category 5 hurricane coming at you.
But there's last-minute work before getting out. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports from Key Largo.
Many people are listening, boarding up their homes and businesses, filling up their gas tanks, and getting out of town.
Do not sit and wait to prepare. Get prepared now.
Florida Governor Rick Scott also issued several urgent warnings.
Storm surge and extreme winds are the biggest concern right now.
Storm surge is especially a concern in the Keys, which are on average about 6 feet above sea level. The surge during Hurricane Irma has potential to be more than 9 feet high.
We could be looking at wave heights that would literally put the ocean over the islands.
Elizabeth Prieto lives in the Keys and is evacuating for the first time in 51 years.
I've been through George, been through Andrew, been through Wilma, but I'm not staying for Irma.
In Miami Beach, correspondent Mark Strassman tells us.
Many shelves in stores are bare or picked over across Miami-Dade and Broward County. There's been a stampede for food, water, and plywood. Lines ring some gas stations. Others are sold out.
Whether Florida gets a direct hit from Irma is not clear, but parts of the Keys should start feeling storm effects early Saturday. FEMA, which has been dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, is now poised to help in Florida. Director Brock Long was on CBS this morning.
We forward deployed incident management teams, power teams, traditional life safety USAR teams already in the state of Florida as well, ready to support. So I think our staffing levels are coming up. We have over 700 people right now pre-positioned to be able to support our partners.
One report says the agency could run out of disaster money by the end of the week. Uncertainty lies ahead for the young illegal immigrants affected by President Trump's decision to end the program that guards them from deportation. Several states led by Democrats planning to file a lawsuit. And now the focus is on Congress to sort out policy. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Even as he ends the program that's protected hundreds of thousands of young immigrants, the president says he has great love for the so-called Dreamers. And with top House and Senate Republicans by his side, he vowed lawmakers will approve a solution.
I can tell you, in speaking to members of Congress, they want to be able to do something and do it right.
Just what kind of status they'd support for DACA recipients isn't clear. Aides say Mr. Trump wants to see a package of immigration reforms. So far, he's pushed the border wall and a measure cutting the number of green cards the U.S. issues each year.
The Wall Street Journal reports about 400 workers have left the Environmental Protection Agency in recent days. Most have taken buyouts that were offered back in June. President Trump's budget proposal calls for deep cuts at the EPA. We trust that the water from our faucets is safe. But a new study is raising some troubling questions We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Every day, trillions of tiny plastic fibers called microplastics are released into the air from our clothing, carpets, and containers. Now, a State University of New York study says microplastics have infiltrated the global water supply, too, with the U.S. showing the highest contamination rate at 94%. Fibers found in tap water at sites including Congress, the EPA, and New York's Trump Tower. Health effects? Still unknown. The microfibers can attract harmful bacteria and other toxins, which are then released into the body. Steve?
UN war crimes investigators say they've come up with proof that Syrian government forces were behind a deadly chemical attack in April that killed more than 80 people. Syria's denied using chemical weapons. Safety investigators here at home have looked into 8 small pickup trucks. Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio Detroit has details.
The 4-door crew cab versions of small pickups from GM and Toyota did best on the Insurance Institute's crash test, but Chief Research Officer David Zuby says they're withholding their top safety pick designation.
None of the pickup trucks that we tested have very good headlights. So if you're planning to drive at night, maybe we suggest shopping a different vehicle category.
The trucks also lacked automatic braking. That's something the Institute now considers an important safety feature. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Well, the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees are locked in a baseball pennant race. Add this now to their longtime rivalry. The Yankees accused the Red Sox of stealing their signs during games using Apple Watches. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred's looking into it.
We actually do not have a rule against sign stealing, and it has been a part of the game for a very, very long time. To the extent that there was a violation of a rule here, it was a violation by one or the other that involved the use of electronic equipment.
The Red Sox say the Yankees used cameras to steal their signs. Irma isn't the only storm that's drawing some attention. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
A powerful solar storm will be bombarding Earth with geomagnetic radiation over the next 2 days. The Space Weather Prediction Center puts this storm at a level G3, a level rarely seen. Such storms can play havoc with radio communications and cause power surges in the electric grid, and they've been known to interfere with GPS. This one could also cause an unusual display of the aurora borealis, the northern lights, and make them visible at lower latitudes. Scientists say the best chance of seeing the aurora in the northern continental U.S. will be tonight into tomorrow. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
In a holiday season heads up, the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, says it expects Hatchimals to again be the hot-selling toy for a second straight year. A newer version of the toy egg that hatches into magical creatures is due out next month. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.